He is a controversial figure. A lot of people say they don't want to hear Eric on the show anymore, but I want to hear him. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning. Calling to demand an apology from Natalie and also you.
Well, I say you never disappoint.
Eric a midget. 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 Let me tell you something nice about me. I want to fuck Captain McPhee. I want to come in her stupid fucking face. She's so nice. I fucked her father's ass. McPhee. Fuck me. Butt fuck. Dick fuck. I'm sick of this shit. I want to fuck that bitch. That's the last thing you will see from Eric the Midget.
Do you think I could demand an apology from Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Many times.
All right, go ahead. You demand first, and then I'll demand.
I demand an apology for, you know, from Natalie finally to get her ass on the air and apologize.
Okay.
And then also from you for that whole real doll shit. By the way, do you know any good actors that know how to measure?
Oh, yeah, there was a big controversy. That comedian who came down and measured Eric, they were like, well, he's a comedian. He can't really be measuring Eric. Well, no, he measured Eric, and we're having the real doll made. Why would I apologize for that? Who cares? We got the measurements.
He's a fucking actor that probably doesn't even fucking really work for that company.
Well, you didn't want the doll anyway. What do you care?
What do you care if we get the measurement right? Now you all of a sudden you care? It's so silly, Eric.
Yeah, really. You should root for us to get it wrong so it looks nothing like you when we're fucking it in the ass.
Good point. Artie's making sense. Think about it.
I have a feeling that whole thing's just not a bit to piss me off, which it has.
Mr. Perceptive.
I know you're sitting there lying to your whole... audience.
Yeah, I'm a big liar. We had a guy in here who measured your head. I don't have to tell you what he does also.
Yeah.
He was here to measure your head.
Again, Eric, we do a show.
Yeah, this is a comedy show.
Do you think someone can make a good enough living just measuring people for the real doll?
He's a freelance measurer, part-time comedian. So what? What do you care?
Probably has another business.
Quite frankly, I could have measured you. How hard is it to measure your head? He's not an official measurer from the company.
The guy has a few careers. I mean, this is America.
The company's some guy's basement where he sits there and makes those plastic dolls that people fuck. What do you think? He's got an operation?
He's not even a
measurer from the real doll company.
It's not like the CEO of Pepsi.
God only knows what's doing in the basement at the real doll company.
Exactly.
I think there's real girls in there. They just vulcanize them.
I think we're going to see a yellow tape around that house pretty soon.
I don't understand. The guy who measured my head was a comedian.
Actors who can measure.
It's fake.
I guarantee you if I emailed that company, they probably wouldn't have even known who that fucker was.
Well,
Eric.
They said send us the measurements.
He's the guy the Howard Stern show had measure you. That's why the guy will pick up the phone.
There's no official measurer. So we said to the guy, measure Eric. Give you something to do. He goes, okay, I'll measure him. Eric's upset. He's not a real representative.
He's not a real measurer.
What do you think? They have a guy who measures?
First of all,
think about it. When they make real dolls, they don't really make them
based on people.
So why would they hire a measurer full-time?
Yeah, they can't employ a full-time measurer. The guy's also in the chorus of Wicked. He did us a favor. He usually sleeps in the morning.
I just said he's our official measurer. And he is.
You're the only one who fell for it, actually.
Yeah, if we ever have any more measurements to take, I'm going to get that guy. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't have any measurements.
I'll measure your stupidity.
I think you're the stupid one here. No offense.
I don't think so.
What do you care who measures you?
By the way, hypocrite, this is why I want an apology out of you also. You think that all my other friends are, you know, friends with me because... or for money reason.
You don't have any money. Why would I think that?
You make money off me. No one else does.
Well,
I'm making a fortune off you.
Keep it up, Eric. I'll get a lawyer.
I got to tell you, Eric, I can't believe the millions I'm making off of you.
From what I hear, my Howard TV episode is the highest one this month.
That is true.
That's money in your pocket, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
If we took that off, the number two show would become number one.
And by the way, trust me, if it wasn't number one, I wouldn't have you on the air anymore. A lot of people fed up with you.
But subscribers didn't go up because we had an Eric the Midget show.
No. I mean, they just, whoever was on there said, okay, I'll watch Eric the Midget.
Eric thought he had you. Take your money over that, huh, fucker.
I like that we're arguing about the guy who measured his head.
he wants an apology.
I heard he's a... actor.
Well, who do you mind getting to get to measure your head? Think
How
about
dare
it.
You have an actor measure head?
No, I went to the I went to Harvard and asked, do you have any good graduates who are into measuring? Who have like a measuring career ahead of them?
Do you have anyone with eyesight and working arms?
A measurer. How would there be a measurer? Think about the Real Doll business. They have three prototypes. They got three different girls, a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette.
I think they all look alike, just have different hair.
It's all the same girl. Why would they have to measure anyone?
They don't get a lot of custom-built off, you know.
You know how fast they'd be out of business if they employed a full-time measurer? That would just be a bloated company, right?
You know
there.
Who would do that? Michael Jackson. He's a dumb businessman.
No, I'm pretty sure the Real Doll company is this one guy. Because I know, like, when you order a Real Doll, it takes, like, 3 or 4 months for him to create it.
I'm sure there's one guy and there's a pit with that might have someone in it.
And a crocodile they feed him to.
And a dog. And some lotion. A lot of empty bottles of lotion.
Eric, you busted me. You're right. The measurer was not really from the Real Doll company.
Are you going to apologize?
No. You said that he really... I mean, where am I going to find a guy to measure Eric?
Instead of apologizing, we're going to continue to laugh. And Eric, I don't know who told you to wear a baseball hat on screen, but he or she was right, because that head of yours, Jesus, that doesn't stop going that far ahead. Look at that. Man.
Yeah, neither does your waist.
Well, put the fucking hat back on, and I wear a shirt, don't I?
All right, look at this. Eric the Midget sent an email expressing his desire for several apologies. Here's what it says.
All right.
Eric is still angry with Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks. Because she claims his Bunny Ranch whores, Haley and Cherry, were the only ones, were only with him for plugs. That's his main beef. He also claims Natalie humiliated him and has hurt his relationship with Johnny Frotto. And Johnny will now only take his calls if Eric calls him the High Commander.
Oh, stop it.
He also has a list of demands. He wants Natalie to help get him a part on Heroes, which Natalie's husband is on.
Right.
He wants help writing songs because his songwriting partner sucked big time, he claims.
Who is he, Michael Jackson?
He wants vocal lessons from Natalie over the phone. And he wants Natalie to agree to it that at least one of his songs will be top number one country Billboard hit. What does that mean? How could she?
Well, she's had that success.
But how could she claim that one of his songs is number one?
I guess he'll have her keep writing until something like that happens.
Right.
Eric, I believe that's a no on everything.
Yeah, I think that we could pretty much say forget it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can't get you any of that stuff.
You want a Howard Stern shirt or something?
We don't even have that.
Oh, that's right.
Eric says that Howard Stern show acts like they are the only people in the world who care about him and like him. And he wants us to know that it's not true.
We don't care about you or like you.
Eric's list of demands for Howard. Howard has to get Eric on whatever show he wants to be on. Howard has to help Eric find a publisher for his children's book. That's Dougie the Wuggy.
Yeah.
Dougie the Puggy.
And Howard has to admit he was full of shit about the Eric the Midget measurer. Real doll. No, they're going to make the real doll of you. Not full of shit.
I don't fucking think so.
Well, wait till you see it in here.
Wait, I'll get it. Then will you apologize to me?
I don't think that's going to happen.
But if it does happen, will you apologize to me?
I guess I'll say yes, because I don't see it happening.
Okay.
And you know what we're going
to... That doll.
You know, it takes months to make it, by the way.
You know what we're putting on top of that, too? That doll and A's hat.
Yeah.
We'll fuck it till the A's hat falls off.
So Eric, that's it. I mean, I don't know what else you want to say, but there's my answer. I would like to give Eric the opportunity to have sex with his own real doll.
Now that would make history, Eric.
You can go fuck yourself.
Oh, fucking do that.
Just think, you know how many people probably tell Eric to go fuck himself? Now he can.
Eric, I think you should consider having sex with your own real dog.
You should consider getting a fucking brain.
Eric the Midget Man. I fit in a garbage can. I float with balloons to smell McPhee's spoon. Eric the Midget Man.
Imagine if the real dog gets pregnant.
Ted Brown.
And has a kid. That kid would be your son, your brother.
What about doing that, Eric?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's not agreeable to anything.
You're angry today. Go think about it.
Just because we suggested fucking a doll that's in your likeness.
Who just got an instant message?
You probably.
No, that would be my phone.
You and Robin with those phones.
Man, Eric, you're a doofus.
Who'd you get an instant message from?
Rich.
Rich who?
From a bunny ranch.
What's he got to say? See, that's when those guys contact you, when you're on the air.
See, they just got a plug.
Oh, yeah.
Figure things out, Eric.
He said I could ask for a blowjob or a handjob from Natalie, which you did not read in that email.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that there.
And you need better glasses.
Is it there?
You want Natalie Maines to blow you?
Yes.
Oh, just so you know, that sheet that I gave you is compiled from 9 different emails that go on forever.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think she'd blow you. I'm pretty sure.
Blow you off.
At least a hand job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a woman who's probably got multi-million dollars and
Grammys
and has a husband and kids.
Just waiting in line to blow Eric.
To blow Eric.
Has a failing music career.
Red Rock!
Right.
Has a music career.
Yeah.
Something
has a career. All right, Eric, I think we've devoted enough time to this segment.
The answer to all of your requests?
Is no.
Big fat no.
Why the fuck is this
zero
like
point
one
zero
sided argument? Where the fuck is she?
Who?
Natalie.
Sleeping.
She's busy. I don't know what she's doing.
She doesn't care.
She's got a life.
Yeah, life.
Where is she? Yeah, one-sided argument.
Why isn't she at my beck and call?
Yeah, it's still like 5 a.m. where she's sleeping.
Yeah, she lives in L.A.
What, she's doing what you should be doing.
Sleeping.
Artie.
She's sleeping.
You know how it's still time?
Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. here, not 5.
I said like 5. The hour and a half off.
What's wrong with you, Artie?
I mean, you know, I'm like
the comedy's not pure.
I'm like that measurer guy.
You're not real.
You're not an official timesman?
You know what? I've been doing too much measuring on the side. It's affecting my real work.
You know Natalie sleeps on an Eric the Midget pillow that she had custom made? How many people know that?
I didn't know that.
A little fact I thought I'd throw in.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that, Eric?
No, I was not.
Yep. She sleeps on an Eric the Midget pillow. It's in your likeness. She had it custom made. That's true.
Her kids pal around with it.
Kids are taller than it.
Her kids beat it up.
The pillowcase is blotchy.
Has Eric talked to Johnny since he's had to call him the High Commander?
I left him a voicemail about this whole situation with Natalie.
Johnny's just happy to be rid of Eric.
I know. High Commander.
Yeah, you know, I saw Johnny in L.A.
Oh, did you?
I did. He came to one of my signings with his little son. He's got a cute little son. And Johnny was walking around, and we didn't even bring up Eric. I think Johnny's having a fine life without him.
You mean somehow Johnny's getting along without Eric?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Eric.
Not from what I heard. The one time he did talk to me, he did say that he brought you up. Or brought me up to you?
No, he's lying.
All right, we'll see. I'll see if he'll call in and correct you on that.
Okay.
All right, I got to get over to Gary the Retard, Eric. I'll talk to you later.
I want that apology out of Natalie by tomorrow.
Wait,
what all you want?
Gary the Retard is eating his own shit. We have to get to him.
What is it, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear what the consequence is if Natalie...
Yeah, what happens to Natalie if she doesn't give you an apology? Ralph's making a very good point.
Making a demand. What happens if she...
Not sure at the moment, but I'm sure I could come up with something.
Well, Eric, you really should have your ducks in a row when you, when you yell out demands to people.
If you're going to threaten someone, you got to have the whole thing thought out.
Right.
A consequence.
I'll try to think of a way to humiliate her.
Go on a hunger strike.
Humiliate her.
Yeah. Humiliate her.
Eric, know how to spell much?
This is a girl who flew across the country to see you, and you're trying to humiliate her.
I know.
No. That's Eric.
Dope. Doesn't even realize who his friends are.
And Natalie took on the President of the United States.
And Eric.
She's not scared of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah, right.
She better get ready to make nice.
Eric's going to roll over her foot.
To use one of their song titles.
You're the only one who knows one of their song titles.
I mean, even knew that was a song.
Right. I mean, when we like her.
What's the name of her song?
Not Ready to Make Nice.
Oh. Wait. Natalie's on the phone. Now we're going to get some action. Here we go. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Howard. It's Natalie. Hi.
Hi. Now, Eric wants an apology from you.
I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry. And, Eric, I have a deal for you. I will blow you, but on one condition.
What is the condition, Natalie?
I'm going to stand across the room, and if you walk to me, I'll blow you.
All right. Eric, what do you think of that?
Richard, you are such a retarded hick.
This is Natalie. Who's this Richard character? I'll blow you, Eric. Come on, you just got to walk to me.
That's generous.
Come on, I'll put that 5-inch midget cock right in my mouth.
Wow, Natalie. What about your husband, Adrian Pazdar, the star hero?
He's a big Eric fan. He'll be jacking off in the corner. He won't mind.
Your husband's going to jack off in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over Eric's wheelchair.
Well, Eric, that sounds like fun.
All right, Eric, you got a goal.
Generous home.
Come on, Eric. You better start practicing.
Talk dirty to Eric and see if he likes it, Natalie.
Eric, I can't wait to have that little midget cock writhing around in my mouth and hitting my teeth and the little midget head of your cock. It's going to be
what do you think of that, Eric?
My throat.
Get me hard.
What do you think, Eric? I'll spit on it, too.
Richard, go back to the back room with your boyfriend, Sal, and do that.
Eric, I have a cold. I sound a little different today.
You do sound a little different.
Yeah.
Even I admit that.
A little under the weather. But...
Natalie, to prove it's you, could you sing a little bit of your hit, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice Now?
I'm not ready to make nice.
There you
That's
go.
Her.
That's me.
It's her. No one else knows that song.
Yeah, I know the lyrics.
All right, thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, Eric, there's your offer from Natalie.
Love you, Eric.
Whatever, Richard.
I'll let you put it in my poop suit, too.
All right. All right, thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
All right, offering her asshole.
Look at Eric's forehead.
Asshole and vagina.
I'm going to put a little Vaseline on the tip of Eric's head. Shove it in my asshole.
All right, Eric, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Right. All right, Eric making demands about Natalie Maine. Exciting morning so far on the show.